Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah.
I really wanna be filled with your power. Put your hands together properly for the Lord. Clap your hands properly for the Lord. The people in the middle, clap your hands for the Lord. You know, this year we've been on a journey with God. And anybody who has been here from January till now will know that we have been on an incredibly spiritual journey. Yeah. In this service, week after week after week after week. And I believe that as the year comes to an end, God will lead us even more down that path, that spiritual journey. And I really pray for you that by the time we stand here on 31st December, you'll be in a very, very different place spiritually from where you are standing on 31st December 2022. How many of you are believing God to see that difference, that travel, that major spiritual advancement? God bless you. I see a lot of hands. That major spiritual advancement. Because we've been on a spiritual journey this year. And the core of that spiritual journey has been a certain feeding that we have been receiving. And the messages have not just been about shouting and standing up, but the messages have been about the truth of the Lord, the voice of the Lord, and the mind of God for us currently. Some of the messages have been scary. Some of the messages have been revelatory. Some of the messages have been wonderful. But there's one thing that every single message has without a doubt been the current mind of God for us in the His presence service. Hallelujah. And I want you to clap your hands and thank God that you are in a place where you are hearing His voice, His current voice for your life. Listen, some messages will give you God's mind yesterday. Some messages will tell you about God's mind generally. And then there are messages which will be God speaking specifics to you in your current moment. And tonight, I believe that we are about to hear such a message. Hallelujah. Don't be deceived if the servant of God is carrying a book and is preaching from a book, because that does not mean that that message is not for you tonight, 2nd December. I want to tell you that the message you're about to hear is for you personally. Tonight, 2nd December 2023, God is speaking to you. If God were to sit in a room with you one-on-one, what you are about to hear is what He would have said to you. So tonight, I want everybody to remain attentive. I want your spirit to be open. I want your mind to be alert. I want your heart to be soft to receive the rain of the word of God that is about to come your way. And I'm happy to announce to you that God has sent one of His choicest vessels to bring His word to us tonight.
Yes.
To bring His word to us tonight. Last weekend, he was preaching somewhere in Angola. You know, it's not easy to have a preacher who preaches in other countries stand before you. Take it from me. You may not understand, but take it from me. A preacher who stands in other countries, you don't know what it means for that preacher to be preaching. It's not this type of local players. Oh. You know, that's why the differentiate between local and foreign players. People who play on pitches in other countries is different. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have an international vessel. An international anointing.
Yes.
A seasoned vessel of
come
the Lord.
On.
If you are as excited, and I can sense that you're excited, I want you to clap your hands as a sign of your excitement.
Yes.
Shout to the Lord and join me. And let's welcome to this.
up.
Yes.
The Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Come on. Yes. Make some noise tonight, his brother service. Make some noise.
Yes.
Blessing to be in church.
Come on.
Those at the back, are you happy to be in church?
Yes.
Can I see those at the back clapping their hands? I need some volume, please.
It's too nice.
I'm speaking to the sound man who is talking to somebody somewhere. Bright, I'm speaking to you.
Working.
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, we ask that you speak to us this evening.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your great plan for our lives. Thank you for the many things you do to unfold that plan in our lives. And tonight, we have gathered as your children. We've come before you. We've come with an expectation, Lord. And we pray that we will leave here affected by your presence.
Amen.
We pray that we will leave here with an encounter with your presence.
Yes.
We pray that you will touch our lives and bring us to a place that is different from where we came from. Let your will be done. Let your presence be felt. Let your power be made known constantly in our lives. In Jesus' name, I want you to just lift your hands, everyone, and speak to God. Anything you want to say to God, say it to him. Lift your hands, everyone, and speak to the Lord.
Speak to me, Lord.
Lift your hands, everyone, and speak to the Lord.
Minister your word, oh God, your power,
speak to the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Speak to the Lord.
Speak to me, oh God.
Speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Tell him something.
Lord, I want an experience, oh God.
Tell him something. Tell him something.
Touch me, oh God. Transform me, oh God.
Tell him something.
Bless me with your word, oh God.
Father, we are grateful that you've heard our voice.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And tonight we pray that you will also teach us to hear your voice.
Oh, yes.
We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Keep clapping your hands.
Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing.
And before you sit down, I want you to help me to appreciate Bishop Kobe.
Yeah. 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 Yep.
Let's clap our hands and appreciate him.
Yes.
The work he's doing.
Come on. And come on. Come on.
Shepherding we are enjoying.
Yay.
And the blessing of having a covering over our lives.
Oh, yes.
He is a covering over the coverings that are over the coverings that are covering us.
Come on.
And I want us to appreciate him.
What a blessing.
And I believe that God is going to constantly bless us as we remain in our place. Yeah. Trees grow in special places.
Oh, yes. Work it, work it.
There's a place for every tree. And the Bible describes you as a tree planted by the rivers of water. So where should you be planted? Where should you, if you are a tree, where should you be planted? Yes, by the rivers of water. But you must also be planted under a covering. And if you are not planted under a covering, you become easy prey for the enemy. So we thank God for the covering we have in the church.
Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing.
And I'm believing God that you will locate yourself and find your... Clap your hands.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yay.
Just make sure you are under a covering. Very important for your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We also have Bishop George with us.
Yay! Top, 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 top.
Let's top appreciate him.
Top us. Come on. Top, 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 top. Come on.
I want us to welcome him to bring us a greeting. Yay! From First Works service. They are having their Swollen Sunday. Is it next week or tomorrow? Next week. Let's welcome Bishop George to bring us a greeting.
Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that we are very blessed to be in this service, to be in his presence service.
Yay!
I believe that as the name of the service is, so is the experience in this place.
Oh, yes.
His presence truly is here. Amen. And I want to really encourage you to be, like Bishop started to say, be planted here. This is the place to be planted. This is the place where you have a good covering.
Oh, yes.
There are different types of coverings, but this is a good covering that you can be under.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together. Let's receive our bishop.
Keep clapping your hands. I want to advertise, if the Lord wills, I'm going to preach a message today and a few more if God gives me the chance to preach. Some two or three more, maybe in this month of December. And I'm believing God that in the new year, the message I want to advertise that you should be looking forward to hearing is... It's a series I'm going to preach titled "Give Thyself Holy."
Can't wait! Hey, give thyself holy.
And
I feel it.
I want you to look forward to it because it is this message I'm preaching today. Is one of the foundational messages a Christian should hear. And another of such foundational messages is give thyself holy. And I am believing God that the Lord will speak to you. I want to welcome those who are watching live on Facebook or any of the outlets. I believe that God brought you into this meeting and he will speak to you.
Amen.
I believe he will speak to you.
Amen.
So I want to hear a very loud round of applause.
Yes! Yay! Come on!
And then you can take your seat. This evening, I want to welcome you to church again. And I want you to know that it's a good thing you've done to come to church this evening. And those of us who are in his presence, we are going to organize your lives properly, because some of you come to church on Saturday and then you backslide on Sundays. And so we are going to institute measures to minimize the severe backslidings that come into the system on Sundays. So expect some a few interventions, because God wants to save your soul. Tonight I am preaching about the art of hearing. And I'm picking the message from some of the chapters in this very, very wonderful book. This is one of the most important books. If you know a pastor, if I point to a pastor to you, you should know that that pastor is a frustrated man. Like if I said, oh, Alex is a pastor, it means I'm pointing to a frustrated man. And pastors are frustrated because they can't get their members to do what they have to do and to walk with God the way they must walk with God. It's like what the prophet Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 33. In verse 30, he says that the people even call themselves, they mobilize themselves to church. And they say, come and let us hear what the word for today is. Our pastor is going to preach. So right from the afternoon, they start calling themselves. Yes, let's go and hear today's word. A word is coming. So they call themselves. They mobilize themselves. And then they come to church. And you see it in the next verse. And when they come, they sit down. They sit down and they hear the words. But they will not do them. Every genuine pastor, genuinely called by God. Not every pastor is called by God. Any pastor who is called by God has this congregation to deal with. This is a prophecy. This Ezekiel is a prophet. And his prophecy was that they come and they sit down and they hear. But they will not do them. Now, the reason why they will not do them is that you cannot obey an instruction you don't have a conviction about. You cannot obey an instruction you are not convinced about. So even you and I, who are ambassadors for Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20, the Bible calls us as ambassadors. We actually are persuaders of men. We persuade men. We convince men. Because you must convince a person to get the person to surrender to Jesus. So the Bible says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. We persuade men. And so you cannot persuade somebody about something you are not persuaded about. So they say that only the persuaded are persuasive. Only the people who are persuaded are persuasive. Only the convinced are convincing. You cannot talk to anybody about something you yourself are not convinced about. That is why over 90% of the church is not into winning of souls. It's not into talking to anybody, nobody about Christ. We are just in the church sharing testimonies of the money we have, the car we got, my wife, I've got two children, I'm traveling to England. And so, but you've hardly find a believer on a mission to save a soul. Why? Because to save a soul, you must convince a soul. You persuade men. And you can't persuade somebody about something you are not persuaded about. A lot of us are in here unbelievers. A lot of us are in here unbelievers. I mean, I'm talking about deep down unbelievers. With just a veneer, a covering, a thin covering, a lacquer of Christianity. Many of you after here, when you close the service, you are done with Jesus. You are done with God. So some of you sitting here are not even happy to be here. So you can imagine that it will take about 600 years for you to win a soul. 600 years. That is why it is very important that tonight you don't shout or you don't make noise. Just listen carefully, because this message is, you see, like I said, most pastors who are frustrated because they have not delivered this foundational message to the average Christian. You are not allowed to be a Christian for even 1 week without hearing about this message. And many of you have gone on for years and you have never heard that you need the ability, you need to develop your ability to hear. You need to develop your ability to hear. Most of you sitting here tonight have never heard this message before. And this message is at the base of everything you are doing and whatever you are. Whatever you are, at the base of it is your hearing ability. Some of us sitting here are great Christians. You are a great Christian based on your ability to hear. Some of us are struggling to find out. There are pastors here who don't even deserve to be called born again Christians. They don't deserve to be called born again Christians. But it's on that day, the day when we meet Jesus, because he said it in his word. He said he will say that, "I never knew you." And these were not ordinary Christians. People who were working miracles. Doing wonderful things in his name. I never knew you. So I'm saying this, that this message I am preaching is at the base. It's one of the most important foundations a Christian must have. If you are watching online and you have never heard this message about how to hear from God, then you can't say that you are a believer. Why? Because the strength of any relationship is directly dependent on the level of communication. There is nothing like a relationship that is based on money or beauty or degrees or handsomeness or contact or contracts, whatever. The strength of a relationship is directly related to the strength of the communication. I mean, recently the Lord was telling me, he was helping me to assess the level of communication I have with different people above me. And I noticed that, you see, until I used communication, I was deceiving myself that I had a relationship with certain people. Then I realized that the communication is very superficial. And the burden to relate and to communicate is on the follower. It's on the lesser. So that's a big one. The strength of your relationship with God is determined by how you communicate with God. It's not about feelings, weeping, crying. And when we say communication, we are talking about an exchange of information. Exchange of information using signs and symbols and words. We are communicating, means that we are exchanging information. So remember that just before you sat down, I said you should lift up your hands and speak to God. All through the Bible, there is an invitation to pray. All through the Bible, there's an invitation to talk to God. Jesus himself, when he came, said that men ought always to pray. Always. Luke 18 and verse 1. Always to pray. Paul wrote to the Ephesians in Ephesians 6:18 and said, praying always with all kinds of prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says that pray without season. Without season. Without season. So a believer is supposed to pray. You must pray. You must talk to God. But ladies and gentlemen, talking to God does not solve your relationship problem with God. The same way talking to somebody does not solve your relationship problem. The relationship is based on a dialogue. I talk, you talk back. I'm not an old man, but I've lived for quite a long time. And I've come to discover something, that a lot of people who pray are not spiritual. It's also my finding. It's my finding. It's a big one. I know, I can give you names of people I know who are deeply prayerful. When I say prayer, as in what we know as waking up to pray, going to places to pray, traveling to prayer camps and prayer meetings, and praying all night, praying the night. They join prayer groups online. Now there are many prayer groups that are online. They join and they are praying. But you look at their lives and you wonder, that does this person have a relationship with God? Because you see, talking to God doesn't solve the relationship problem. In addition to talking to God, you must hear God. So you are going to find people who pray a lot, but you are amazed at their behavior towards their father, towards their mother. Go on the internet. You see people who are insulting pastors. Some of them wake up and pray. In fact, the Bible says that a time will come when people who persecute those who serve God will think they are doing God a favor. The Bible says. And I always say that if this person could hear God also. You don't want to have a chat with somebody who comes into your presence and is always talking. Will not stop to hear what you have to say. I'm saying it again. You wouldn't want to be chatting with somebody who just comes into your presence and he just starts talking and talks and talks and talks. He will not allow you to even say anything. You don't want such a person. You want somebody who talks and who also listens to you talk and gives a feedback to what he heard and modifies his behavior based on what he's heard. And it is that interaction that forms a relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've not worked on your ability to hear, then you've got work to do. If you've not worked on your ability to hear, then you've got work to do. Tonight is, for a certain reason I can't talk about, I don't want to preach for a long time. I don't want to preach for a long time. So it's more of like an intro to the intro. Yeah. Listen to me very carefully. A lot of what God will do for you will not be based on what you have told him, but will be based on what he has told you. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. I'll take it again. A lot of what God will do, I don't know if you want God to do things for you. Breakthroughs, breakouts, break-intos, breakdowns and breakups. You want? How many of you want some breakings? Something breaking through, breaking out, breaking up, breaking whatever, breaking over. Yes. Yeah. The breakthrough you are believing God for. Online, I'm talking to somebody. I'm ending now. What do you want God to do for you? Oh yes, Jesus said we should pray. God wants us to pray. He invites us to talk to him. But hear me and hear me well. The breakthrough you are believing God for, you are expecting from God, will not come from the things you tell God. It will come from your ability to hear what God is telling you. It shall come to pass that if thou shalt hearken diligently, then the Lord will set thee on high above the nations. Hearken diligently, set you on high. You want to go high? The heights of your elevation are not determined by what you say to God, but by what he says to you. When was the last time you heard God talk to you? In fact, hearing God, hearing the voice of God is so basic that it's the first thing, the heart of Jesus for his sheep. John 10, 27. John 10, 27. My sheep hear my voice. You see, the Bible talks about a false balance. The emphasis on praying, meaning talking to God, has robbed us of a relationship with God. That is why one of the biggest things you should do as a believer is to learn to wait on him. It's they that wait on him who receive strength and they mount up on wings as eagles. Isaiah 40. They run. They are not weary. Many of you are tired. Some of you cannot even stay awake. I was up at 3:30 today. And I've been all over the place. My sheep, I'm telling you that your relationship with God, ha, cannot be determined by you talking to him only. I'm not, by this message I'm preaching, trivializing, minimizing prayer. I must be an antichrist. But prayer ought to be a dialogue. When was the last time you heard? My sheep, they hear my voice. And I know them. And watch it, watch it, watch it. They follow me. So our followership, our ability to follow is not even dependent on what you tell God. But what you hear from him is what helps you to follow him. In the same John 10 verse 16, if you go up, there's a verse there, verse 16. You see right there. It's the other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice. The call to win souls, the call to gather the flock of God, it's not a call to just come and talk to him, but to come and hear him. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3 that the Spirit speaks expressly. God is speaking. He speaks. The problem is your ability to hear him. He speaks. He speaks. He speaks. There is no area of... but you've not read the Bible. It said not even one strand of hair on your head will fall down and it doesn't register in the computers in heaven. When one hair, when you comb your hair and a strand of hair falls down, it is registered. God knows, it is announced. A hair has fallen. If a hair falling is known by God, then I'm sure your sperm count is on a sheet somewhere in heaven. Your HB is known. Your hormone assay is known. He knows about you. Your problem is that you cannot hear him. That's your problem. I don't know if I'm talking to Christians. Anybody who has any interest in having a relationship with God should hear me well. Those who are not in, you don't have any interest, just go to sleep. I don't have any time for you. I'm talking to the people who came here, first of all, thinking they have a relationship with God, and those who want to have a relationship with God. Your relationship with God is predicated on your capacity to hear his voice. Is it possible that your life is the way it is because you've not received some information? Is it possible you should have done something today you've not done because God spoke to you but you didn't hear him? He said, go and see that brother or visit that place or go there. You didn't hear. And so you did something else. And for every instruction of God you disobey, your life is set back to that same degree. Because God's instructions are meant to advance your life. Every instruction of God is meant to move you from where you are. Because he's interested in your movement. In him we move. And we move. Our movements are determined by God giving us direction. Our movements are not just arbitrary Brownian motions. Brownian motions. Our movements are vector quantities with direction. My sheep, they hear my voice. Is it possible my life is the way it is because I've not heard something God is telling me? He's speaking. He's speaking. When God made Adam, the big thing about that Genesis 1, Genesis 2 story is about just hearing, talking to God. They talk, he talks back. It was conversations. Talking and hearing. Speaking and hearing. You don't want to have any relationship with anybody who doesn't speak. But God speaks. He has a voice. He's speaking about your life. There is no area of your life God is not talking about. He's not speaking to you about. He's, as I'm talking, he's speaking about your relationships, your marriage, your education, the courses you should do, the subjects you must register, where to go tomorrow morning, what to wear tomorrow morning. He is interested in the details of your life. Wake up. Wake up. Then for the 3% who are interested in hearing the voice of God and want to hear God, also come up with 1 Corinthians 14:10. This is another problem we must solve. 1 Corinthians 14:10. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices. Even the one who wants to hear God has to contend with many voices. A lot of the voices are nonsense voices. Nonsense voices. Masquerading as love. Masquerading as interest. Some of the voices are accusations. Some of them are slanders. The voice of slanderers. Some of them the voices of wicked men. The voices of good people. The voices of friends and lovers. But there is no voice that compares to the voice of God. The voice of God is different from the voice of the person who loves you. A man who loves you is not the same as God who has something to tell you. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. It is a big word I don't know how to explain to you. So if you can look at some New Living Translation, a new version, a new American, something new to help us. There are perhaps a great many kinds of languages in the world, and no kind is without meaning. Give me some New Living Translation. Yes. Guys, there are many languages. It's true. Are you not aware there are many? And when we say languages, we're not talking about Spanish or French. No. Body language. Yeah. How the girl sugared herself has confused you because you told Emilia yesterday that you are going to marry Emilia. Now, Sandra has now elevated her buttocks with cushions. It's a language. And every language has a meaning. The face a person has arranged in front of you has a meaning. How the person is sitting has a meaning. The absence. Somebody said, I announce my presence by my absence. Yes. It's a language. If I want to talk to you, if I want to say something to you, I'll say it by my absence. You yourself should interpret what my absence means. Beautiful. It's a language. New American Standard Bible. NIV. NIV. New International Reader's Version. Good News. Yes. All these are talking about languages. People are speaking. That sandwich from the girl you ate is not without significance.
Yeah.
There's a meaning. That orange drink you drank, it's a language. Actually, let me just read it to you.
Read it, sir.
Just, I need to close the service. There are 12. If you can sit down, I want to end the message. Everything that is happening influences you. It influences your thinking. Yeah. The man who brought you and dropped you in church, the car you sat in, it's a language. It's a language. It's a language. Have you not noticed that it is when you quarrel with your husband that the guys in your office are nice to you? It's a language. I don't know what will become of anybody who has no interest in hearing the voice of God. You are finished. You are being guided by the subject you like. I mean, you pass maths, so you should be a mathematician. Any exam you get 90% is influencing you. Any paper you fail, it's a language. It's trying to say to you that you are not good at this. Meanwhile, if you were to hear God, God will say, that is what I want you to do. Overcome it, pass it, and rather master that area. And not the tree you are a professor in. Not the tree. I'm going home. We've closed church. And I turn, and then Ethel smiles at me. That smile is a language. It has a significance. I'm telling you. My beloved is standing there. The smile I saw will modify my mood. By the time I get to my beloved, I'm now cool and cold. Because I've seen teeth that are nicer than hers. There are, it may be, so many different kinds of voices in this world. Mahata kata, kodiapa, shomba kikata, nasupa. A hot weather is a voice. A hot weather says that, loosen up, wear something light. And as you are wearing the light, then your nipples are just coming out like that. It's a language. It's telling you how to dress. But you must know what God's voice is stronger than the voice of the temperature of the environment. The real girl you must marry is Sarah, who has not made even one benku for you. We were Francis Kadir. Jollof Embra Omutu Embra Fufu Embra Buffet Abom to the point where when there's a dawn meeting, she brings Asana. Asana. Meanwhile, she's not the one you must marry, but every bite of the banku makes you have an impression of her. It's a voice. She has said nothing to you, but every sip of the Amada Amada Seal. Lord, help your children. Lord, help your children. There are many voices. There are many voices. The girls are speaking. Their thighs are speaking to us. Their hair, their smile, their chicken legs are speaking to us. The boys are speaking. Their voice, their baritone, their muscles, their skin, their perfume. Lord, have mercy. Lord, let your voice break through the voices we are hearing. We are confused, Lord. Help us. My sheep, hear the voice of your cousin.
No.
Sorry, I looked at it and I was confused. Sorry, my sheep, hear the voice of your mother-in-law.
It's not in our Bible.
Whose voice are you supposed to hear? But as he is talking to you, Kwame, go to the left. There's a snake coming. Move to where you are. As I'm talking, there's a cacophony of voices. People are shouting. There's music. There's Lucky Dubé. There's Bob Marley. There's Tego Sisters. There's First Love Music. The sister is speaking. Treble voice. Baritone voice. Edwin, you are worrying me, Edwin. And God is speaking. But as God is speaking, there are many voices. So therefore, your ability to filter out all the other voices and have only the strand of God's voice reaching your eardrum is one of your greatest habits and abilities you must develop. You take your child to a school because they are doing what? HSBC. What's that called? HSBC.
Cambridge.
IGCSE. IB. You take your child to a school because they do O level. You take your child to a school because it is near. You take your child to a school because white children go there. You take your child to a school because it's expensive. Because you have money you must spend. You take your child to a school because they have a school bus. You take your child to a school because they serve lunch. You take your child to a school because the teachers are good. All these are voices. But there's always a voice of God telling you, don't go there because they serve lunch. Don't choose that school because it's a good science school. Go here. Look, most of us are not where we ought to be. But after this series, the hand of God will lift you out of any place you ought not to be and plant you in this perfect will for your life.
Amen.
God is talking. This week there are 12 different kinds of voices. The one is the voice of God. The voice of God. It's number one. It's here. The other one is the voice of the flesh.
Hey.
Yes, your flesh is speaking.
Loud.
Manuna bayada. Yakata da da ba da ba da. Yemu sabi. Some of you can't become proper Christian because your flesh. It's a sexy flesh. Sexy flesh. Zadimo mayada bahata. That is why if you are a pastor watching me, you are listening to me, make sure your services are not just services of words and wisdom, but also power and momentum. Power. Power and force. Power. Your flesh has a voice. Your flesh is telling you. It's the feelings you have. Feelings. God is speaking. And your flesh is speaking. Another voice is the voice of your mind. Your mind is a very important voice. God even uses your mind to speak to you. Yeah. your mind. Yeah. Anybody with water in his head can be a Christian. Anybody with water in his head cannot be a Christian. Because for God to lead you, he will use your mind. In fact, Bishop has a teaching about four things every Christian should know about the voice of the mind. Can I just read them? Or as you end, can I just make a letter? I can just a letter. Yeah. It says the mind is a great asset for every Christian and every minister. The mind is a mind that differentiates you from animals. Yeah, use your mind. Use your mind. Yeah, use your mind. A lot of things, if you were just to use your mind, you wouldn't do what you have done. Yes. So one of the things the devil does is that he switches off your mind. Yes. Because even as a human being, I've wondered, does this person think? Is this lady using her mind? Is this brother using his mind? I mean, I've met people in my life, and I'm not even 60 years old. I've met people in my lifetime who have vomited things out, and I've stood there and watched them go to take the things they have vomited to eat them back. It's wonderful. I mean, a lot of things you would become if you were just to analyze. Some of you should just stand up and think about all the ladies in your family. It will make you a proper Christian. Just think of your big sister, your mother, your auntie, your grandmother. Just think of the ladies in your family. It will bring you to Jesus. Use your mind.
Wow.
In the world, those who use their minds rule over those who don't use their mind. Those who use their minds to make a phone, they rule over those who use their minds to use the phone. And grow tomatoes and nyadwa, any meko, any jenny. Something you just have to weed and put a seed inside the ground, and God does the rest. I mean, you don't want to do anything. Don't want to think. Tell your neighbor, please use your mind. Just add, please, so that you are not rude. Please. Hey! Listen to me. If you don't use your mind, people who use their minds will rule over you. Think. That's why we go to school. Don't be an idiot. Study. To say something when I see the cross. The next thing is that just four things. The next one is that do not send your mind on vacation because you have become a spiritual person. Don't send your mind like you are in Ghana, you have sent your mind to Sao Tome on vacation. Sao Tome and Principe. Many of us, when we become Christians, iriabada, iriaba, 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 just because you are spiritual, your mind goes on retirement. But no matter how spiritual you are, when you are crossing a road, you use your mind. You don't close your eyes. You look left, you look right, and you look left again before you cross. Use your mind. Many of you, your life will change just by analysis. You are going to marry this man who has told you that he doesn't pay tithes. It doesn't mean it. It's like just because you saw his money, you can't think.
Use your mind. Use your mind.
The money will use you.
Many men Many men, most men, when they see breasts, they can't think. When they see buttocks, they can't think. Father, help men. Breast. I mean, they can't even stop to think that. What does this breast I'm looking at? How does it help my house? That the living inside the house with a woman, the breast. How does it help? When the man, a woman comes to pass with big buttocks. It's like he doesn't even remember his mother's name, his mother's date of birth, his pastor's verses he has used. It's like just the buttocks. And you ask, no, sit down. And ask yourself, the buttocks, what does it do? How does it help? Mean a fear. Your mind is severely dunized. Severe. Sit down. Ask yourself. You are a woman. Man, sit down. No, think. The buttocks, what is it going to do for you? Most men married to women with big, they can't even hold it. A woman's face, beauty. When a man sees a pretty girl, look, studies have shown that most pretty women have bad behavior. An average looking girl is better behaved than a beautiful girl. You know why? Do you know why? Well, if you don't sit down, I won't teach you. Because I'm leaving. Then sit down. I'm sit down. Let me teach. Sit down. I'm telling you, most women, not all, I'm not making general statements, most women who are very beautiful have bad behavior. You know why? I will explain to you why. The doers of things in life are men.
The doers.
Men. We do things. I mean, most men do things. Women, by their very nature, are receivers. Women are what?
Receivers.
And men are doers. And men are givers. That's number one. Number two is that men, unlike women, are visual. Men. Women are not like that. So you see that most women are not impressed with each other. As they are sitting here, some of them are quarreling, Bluetooth quarreling, but you know they are quarreling. Bluetooth, infrared quarreling. When a man sees a girl and is impressed, a woman, oh, Charlie, Jaja Meje. So men, I'll stop preaching. Me, honestly, there's a reason. You don't even know how I'm preaching tonight. I shouldn't be preaching tonight. You have no idea how I'm preaching.
We need to hear this.
Men are visual. Men are visual. A lot of things men do, they do them because of what they see. The car that a man will buy. A woman will not buy a car because the car is nice. She buys a car because it has to move. But a man will buy a car because of the silhouettes and the curves and the name. So men are visual. That's a big one. Now, because men look, I'm preaching too much. I think I should end this one and come next week. Okay, I should finish it for you. Clap your hands for your pastor. Because, watch this. In America, say, watch this. Watch this. Say, watch this. Because men use their eyes. And women don't. Women use feelings. A woman can, you can bring your business partner to the house. By the time your wife has served and he has eaten, a man, eating, she can say, no, this man is a good man. And 9 out of 10, she's right. Most men use patapa, but the women, they are quiet. You will go and come back. You will go. You will come and say, she was right. Yeah. You go and come and say, she was right. So women are not visual. Women have something. They have some Bluetooth feelings that men can't understand. Yes. Infrared. Now, watch this. Now, so because, I should stop preaching. Is here. So listen, because men use their eyes, and we are the givers and the doers, and we are influenced by what we see. What does it mean? It means that a course is very beautiful. This one is average Odoko girl. Odako. Yeah. This one is a Spanish, Brazilian, Angolan beauty. Then this one is from Ayukuma. Now, what? I'll stop preaching. I don't owe you a message. So, because are there people online? I should stop the online. Okay, are they watching me? Okay. So a man who has a book to give to one of these two women, a giver. Remember, we are givers. He is more influenced by the looks, the beauty, the Brazilo Spanish Portuguese type of appearance. Uh-huh. So this girl, Ayukuma, AYCT, yes, AYCT. Now, for this Ayukuma, I'll stop preaching. For this Ayukuma girl to get this book for me, she has to do a lot to please me. She must smile, she must curtsy. I mean, in Angola, when an Angolan woman serves you food, she stands by you till you are finished eating. In Malawi, when a Malawian woman is serving, they kneel. We must send all these girls to Malawi. This Ghana girl. Anyway, my time is up. Sit down. Let me. So, listen. Say, men are visual. And men are the doers. And men are the givers. So, this girl must do a lot. She must smile. She must do this. She must curtsy. She must lie down. She must beg. She must be of good behavior before she can get this. But this girl doesn't need to even smile. Her buttocks is speaking to me. Because men are what? Men are what? Visual. So this girl, when you are fine, we know you are fine. You don't know that. You know she's fine. We all know that the girl is a smashing girl. So that girl doesn't need to behave properly. In fact, some of them, even in their bad behavior, still get men to rent flats for them in Accra Central. Because the man, that the breasts have swayed the mind. So a striking beauty doesn't need good behavior to get what an average girl has to do to get it. And I'm telling you, another person did some studies and they use hip to waist ratio. Yes, it's a study. Hip to waist ratio. I won't make any comment on that. Lest I'm... So when a woman is very beautiful, she doesn't need to have a good behavior. She gets almost everything she has to get. She can insult a man, and after insulting, she gets a check. Because you see, when she insults and she turns around, and the buttocks face the man just as she's walking like that, the man doesn't hear the insult. He sees the buttocks. Why? Because men are what? Visual. When you see a beautiful girl, be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. I'm not talking 10 over 10. I'm talking about 9, 8 over 10. Be careful. You are better off with this patapa girl, this type of area, AYCT, normal face, normal, the behavior. So when you meet an ugly girl who is rude, she has evil spirits. I'm stopping the preaching. You've got a nice wife. You have left her to go and follow Duna. You won't believe what she will do to you. Go around and ask questions. Ask your uncles. Men who leave their wives to chase nice girls, they return with strokes. Because the pressure the girl will give you, your actress will burst. So ladies and gentlemen, the point is that don't send your mind on vacation. Even as I'm talking, let some of you boys are chasing Mariama, the nicest fair-colored girl in your area. You will see something. You will see something. Nice girls. Look at them. Nice girls. You leave all of them. Suddenly, some girl has some tall girl with high heels just comes into the church with chicken legs jeans. Just comes. Suddenly, you can't see these girls you have been dancing with for 5 years. She's your friend. You attend prayer meetings. Whatever. One eye is red. And so what? Buy sunglasses for her. Number three, a combination of the voice of the spirit and the voice of the mind will lead you to your promotion in life and ministry. Any man, so even as a man who is visual, I've seen that girl, she's pretty. I've seen this girl, I like. So I need to now combine the voice of the spirit and the voice of the mind, so that when my mind is looking at the girl looking some way, then the spirit say, close your eyes, turn away. Now, if you have that combination, you will be promoted constantly in life and in ministry. any girl who wants to behave badly, and rightly so, or you want to, you feel like just living yourself, the voice of the Spirit. If any woman who adds the voice of the Spirit to the voice of the mind ends up moving faster, forward, and higher. Anybody you know who is left with only the voice of the mind, the logic. In fact, the fourth point will end it well. The fourth point it says that too much reasoning can turn you into a fool. Too much reasoning. That's the fourth point. Too much reasoning can turn you into a what? A fool. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 20. 1 Corinthians 1 20. So anybody, I hope there's somebody online. At least there's some two guys online. The two guys who are online. I'm saying to you that if you use your mind too much, you become a fool. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? Move to verse 25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. Listen to me very, 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 very well. Anybody watching me who is left with only your mind in this life, you are finished. You are finished. That's what makes you an antelope or makes you a rabbit. Yes. A rabbit. You see, when you use only your mind, you can be predicted. Because the mind is logical and the algorithms are fixed. So one step two, you press ESC, F9, 4S, 4A, slash. That's the, you finish now. You are arriving at delete. So anybody who uses only the mind will start betting. Only the mind. You will be, there is no worker in Ghana who shouldn't be betting. Nobody's salary is enough. That if you use your mind small, you start. Many of you are betting. You have no future. My name is Edwin. There is no future for you. Betting, there is nothing left of you. You're finished. You are into betting, it's over. You are into betting, it's over. We all have minds. We went to school. I mean, I couldn't go to the university. At least I passed O level and I stopped. At least I've done O level. I've done O level. So I have a mind to pass. Do you know what it means, what it takes to pass O level? I've passed O level. I couldn't do A level. I'm okay. I have a mind. But nobody on earth should live with only his mind. That's why your ability to hear the other voice is called the lovely voice of God. Yes, I've seen the girl. I like her. But there's also another voice. I've seen that job. I'm being paid 1,005 now. And I've seen a job which is going to pay me 2,300. You yourself, if you use your mind, which one will you do? Which of the job? 1,005 and 2,003. Which one will you choose? Of course. Your mouth like 2,003. But 2,300, see this, it's a voice. Fine. But there must be another voice that comes to tell you, yes, take it or don't take it because of this. That lovely voice of God is what is going to set us on a journey to develop our art of hearing. Stand to your feet.
Wow, 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 what a way.
What a way. What a way. Wow. Wow. Wow.
The lovely voice of God.
Wow. Wow.
Lift your two hands.
Wow.
As we close. Lift your two hands.
Teach me, Lord,
lift your two
to
hands.
Hear your voice.
Hey, my sister, you are using only your mind to take decisions. There's no voice of God. You're becoming a fool. You become a fool. The mind analysis. Yes, we use it to cross the road. But that cannot be the only voice we hear in this life. Lift your two hands. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in Isaiah 60 and verse 2, it says that darkness shall cover the earth. Isaiah 60 verse 2, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people.
Help me to hear your voice, O God. Help me, Lord. Kadi mikada baha, lipa di vikata ya daba shota pakata baha.
Listen. No one here should be a specialist of just mind analysis and mind reasoning. The mind uses the eyes and uses the ears and uses the nose. I'm the only, you and I are the only one, only people in this room. Just only the two of us. And the room is smelling, and it's not me. My nose is saying that the room is smelling. Who did it? It's you. But what you may not know is that there's a dead rat behind the flower vase. I'm saying that don't use your eyes only and your ears only. So in this same chapter, where darkness covers the earth and gross darkness the people, it is the Lord, say the Lord, who shall arise upon thee. And in, if you go down to verse 19, Isaiah 60 verse 19, it says, the sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. The Lord.
Hey,
that is anybody who uses the sunlight as his only source of information will make a mistake. Because what you see is not the entire story. There's more to what you have seen. There's more to what you have heard. So there is somebody, the Bible says that there's a type of person, the guy who arises. He says, the sun, you can't use the sunlight on me, the sun shining on me and making me look handsome to take your decision. The sun should not be your light. But the Lord, what is the Lord saying to you about me? You can't use what the sun is showing you on the sheet of paper as a salary, as a conditions of work. You can't use the sun as your source of light. You can't. But the Lord. And why are we living? We are living on earth. We use the sun. We are seeing things. And the things we are seeing, which are deceiving us, make us feel confident. You see your money. When you see your bank account, you feel empowered to insult a pastor. What you don't know is that the sun is your light. But the Lord. But the Lord. This is why we need the art of hearing. The Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light. This is the reason why you and I must develop beyond what the sun is showing us. The sun is showing us the breasts. The sun is showing us the buttocks. The sun is showing us the car. The sun is showing us the nice man. But what is the Lord saying? What is the Lord showing us? So in this same prophet, Isaiah chapter 11. Chapter 11, verse 3. Verse 3, it says, and it shall make him of quick understanding. And he shall not judge. That is, he shall not take decisions after the sight of his eyes. Neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. There's a type of man. What he sees doesn't end his source of information. Beyond what he sees, beyond the man, beyond the niceness of the man. Most narcissists are very nice. Narcissists are very nice people. But when they grip you, you will know that you are under a certain control. There's a man who doesn't use what he sees. My sister, don't use what you see. Don't marry a man because he's handsome. Don't marry a man because he speaks good English. Marry a man also because of what God is saying. And many of you are yet to develop the ability. So most of us online, most of us in this room, the sun is your light. And the moon is your light. No wonder you are floundering. You are at the bottom. You can't rise. You can't advance. But the man, one voice of God can end 10 years of meanderings and wanderings. Lift your hand, everybody, and ask the Lord, to have mercy on you.
Have mercy on
and
me.
Take you on this journey.
Take me on this journey.
To take you on this journey.
Yes.
Why you don't take decisions based on the absence of money or the presence of money or the absence of beauty or the presence of beauty or the absence of chairs or the presence of chairs. A day comes.
Take me on this journey. Yes.
Your decisions must be based on something else. And what is that else? It is what you hear. The voice of God, the lovely voice.
The voice of God.
Lift your hands. You are choosing a church because it is air conditioned. You are choosing a church because there's air conditioned in the church. Wow. Lift your hands and pray.
Help me to hear.
Kadunimo sabahata. Sunday manunima. Andunie sumeliabos. Shune mahata. Sando mi tohasa. Intania tuzuba. Penusa. Penusa. Panune. Sakone. Asanta maha. Asanta maha. Sinuamo sipehati. In Santo Dima, Sepuna, Sepunama, Sepunama, yes, Sepunama, Yasataba, Andiadus, Andiadusaba, lead me, Lord, Shiminima, speak to me, pray.
I wanna see,
Shoni Maduni Mahasata,
how you see,
Metundusi Mahandalaba,
change.
Santia Tumaha Ipanuse Ipanuse Satwali Bosa Andine 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 Mosa Asuni Bosa Antanana Masundeba. But the Lord shall be your light. 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 The Lord shall be your light, not the sun by day. Santa Namamaya, lift your hands for 10 more seconds. Manteniamos, praise your light. The Lord shall be your light. Santa Namamosa, Andanio Simi Hante, Patunim
Maha, Itana Supa, Tanwe, Tanwe, Sontebe, 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 Atuna Namaya Tabaha, Asata Baba. Ah, my God, Lot, he chose based on the sun. The sun said this part is green. Choose it. Choose it. But it was not Sodom. Lift your hands. Online, lift your hands. Online, lift your hands. The sun shall not be thy light by day, nor the moon to brightness. In Nanuna, Satwabahas, Satwabahas, Isundolea, Satoma, Satoma, Atialabos, Ime, Sata, Andananamasido, Limo, Siminiamo, Anunemo, Itunima. Lift your hands and pray. You not take decisions based on what you see, based on what you hear. But there's a voice. I said there is a voice. There's a voice. Lift your hands, everybody. You are receiving the ability to hear the voice. My God, my God. Inna namasu namaya. Atwaba, Atani Sanamatadima, my life, my ministry, my life, the voice of the spirit, the voice of the spirit, not the voice of the flesh. I'm tired, I'm going home, I will eat, I'm lying down, I will sleep, I will do. No. What is the Lord saying? What is the Lord saying?
Every eye closed, I hear the voice of the Spirit saying that somebody here wants to take a decision.
Professor,
somebody here wants to take a decision to give himself to Jesus. Somebody, God has brought you to that point right now. I just heard, stop the prayer and invite them. Somebody here wants to surrender his life to Jesus because you've heard something that has made your ear to tingle. Yes, and tonight, every eye closed and every head bowed. I want to say, Pastor, lead me in a prayer.
Lead me.
I want to give my life to Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I want to give my life to Jesus properly. Yes. Not this galamse Christianity we do on Saturdays and Sundays. Proper Christianity. Proper Christianity. Deep. Deepest. Deeper. 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 You want to say, Pastor, pray for me.
Pastor, pray
I want to give
me.
My life to Jesus. So that I will learn not to take decisions based on things I see. Oh man, may God have mercy on men. As for us, dear child, we need mercy. The women there, they have gone ahead of us. Yeah, they have gone ahead. They also have their own problems, but they've gone ahead. Yeah. And God made us visual for a reason, but it has worried us. We have followed beauty to destroy our lives. We have followed money, cars. We have followed glitz and glamour and glitterati. Somebody here is saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you are here like that, lift your right hand. I can see you. Lift it high. Pastor, I want to be born again. Lift your hand high. Yes. Pastor, I want to be born again. Pastor, today is my day. I don't know how I came to church, but today is my day. Pastor, pray for me. Today, I'm giving my life to Jesus. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to the world. Lift your hand high. High. Above your head. I can see it. Today is an important decision day for somebody. I don't know who you are. I don't know your name. But I know in my spirit that somebody is on his knees. It's on his knees. Lift your hand high. You want to receive Jesus. You want to receive Jesus. You want to come to Jesus. If your hand is up, come to me in front here. Meet me here.
Meet me, Lord.
Meet me here.
And I will follow.
Come.
Meet me, Lord.
Come. Run.
And I will
run, 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 run. Something for them. Lead them. Yeah. Please. I feel your heart has something for them. Lead them to pray. Everyone lift your hands.
Lift up your hands and close your eyes.
Beautiful.
Say, dear Father.
Dear Father.
I have come to you today.
I have come to you today.
I've come despite my sin.
I have come despite my sin.
I've come despite my disobedience.
I've come despite my disobedience.
Say, please receive me, Lord.
Please receive me.
Say, others have rejected me.
Others have rejected me.
But tonight I turn to you.
But tonight I turn to you.
Please receive me, Lord.
Please receive me, Lord.
And please wash my sins.
Please wash my sins.
With the blood of your Son.
With the blood of your Son.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Say, Satan.
Satan.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I turn away from you.
I turn away from you.
Say, tonight.
Tonight.
I stop following you.
I stop following you.
Say, tonight.
Tonight.
I stop listening to your voice.
I stop listening to your voice.
Say, from tonight.
From tonight.
I will listen to the voice.
I will listen to the voice.
Of God.
Of God.
Say, I will listen to the voice.
I will listen to the voice
of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
I will listen to the voice.
I will listen to the
of
voice
the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father,
for saving me.
For saving me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
Yes.
Heaven is rejoicing at every one of these ones.
Thank you, Jesus.
Clap your hands.
Thank you.
Or let your hand clap be proper. Loud hand clap.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I want you to do me one last favor. Please go with our lady pastor. You see, look to my right hand, look this way. See the lady in the yellow waving her hand. Please go with her. She has something very important to tell you before you come back to your seat, all right? So please go with her. Clap your hands for them as they go. Clap your hands for them. Clap your hands for them. And I want you to clap your hands for the word that you have just heard.
What a word! What a word!
You know?
Thank you, Jesus.
These days, I have a measure for knowing when a message has smashed me. Today, I didn't take one word of notes. I have to go back and sit with the message. When I don't take notes, it means the message has smashed me. it has scattered me. Yeah. I mean, I've not heard a teaching like this on the art of hearing before.
Hey. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
And, you know, I don't know whether you recognize how privileged you are. And I always say that the pastor sitting in the front end, believe God to catch something. It's not, what you're witnessing, not Bible open 10 to, it's not like that. Believe God to catch something. I'm telling you, there are some things I don't want to say. Yeah. But what a message. Oh, what a word. What a word. What a word.
What a message. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, suddenly I feel like I'm not a Christian. I need to start afresh. Like, I want to start afresh. I want to hear the voice of God. Wow. Voice of God. Oh, clap your hands on. If you don't go back and listen to this message, then you yourself, I don't know what you are doing. I don't know what you're doing. Yeah. And I'm happy it's a series. But we need to take our time and eat it gradually.
Oh, yes.
So Bishop, thank you very much. What a blessing.
Oh, bless you, Daddy.
I've enjoyed it. But I mean, anybody who was not in church tonight has made a mistake.
Hey.
Major mistake. Because the practicality of the message, I mean, the details into it, the examples have gone. Oh. Take out your communion. Lift up your communion bread. The communion reminds us of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. It's primarily to remind us about Jesus Christ. What you are holding in your hand is the body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus Christ. Say, this is the body of Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Jesus Christ.
Say, as I eat it.
As I eat it.
Say, as I eat the body of Jesus Christ.
As I eat the body of Jesus Christ.
I receive of the power.
I receive of the power.
That was released on the cross.
That was released on the cross.
The body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
Eat it. Now lift up your cup.
This is communion.
Say, this is the blood of Jesus Christ.
This is the blood of Jesus
Say,
Christ.
As I drink the blood,
as I drink the blood,
I partake
of the power
that was released on the cross.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Drink it.
This is communion.
Now lift up your two hands. Lift up your two hands. You are receiving healing in your body.
I receive
healing in your mind.
Oh, yes.
Somebody's ears are being opened.
Amen.
Through this communion to hear the voice of God.
Yes, I receive.
Somebody's mind is being transformed.
I receive.
To hear the voice of God.
Oh, yes.
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 Receive power.
I receive it.
Receive the presence of the Lord.
I receive it.
Receive the voice of God in your life.
I receive it.
Voices, evil voices are being blocked out in your
Amen.
Life. Evil voices.
Oh, yes.
Evil voices.
Jesus.
Somebody, you hear voices at night that speak evil things.
Hey.
Tonight, the power of God silences those voices.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Receive healing.
I receive it.
Receive healing in your mind.
I receive it.
Receive healing in your mind.
I receive it.
Receive healing in your mind.
I receive it.
I said, receive healing in your mind.
I receive it.
I scramble every voice that speaks evil to you tonight. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I release you to hear the voice of God clearly.
Amen.
Hear the voice of God.
Oh.
Hear the voice of God.
Yes.
Some of you through dreams and visions to hear the voice of God.
Amen.
Yes. Some of you through words of knowledge to hear the voice of God.
Amen.
To hear the voice of God.
Yes.
Hear the voice of God.
Yes.
Tonight, hear the voice of God.
Amen.
Father, tonight we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the body and the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Bless us, Lord.
Bless us.
Yes.
With your voice. Bless us with your voice. In our minds, in our hearts. Bless us with your voice.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makinare Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.